Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, about 76, James Taylor, and How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. And before that, Engelbert Humperdinck by request, and Little Quando. 9:32, Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning, the morning after, of course, the elimination show for Dancing with the Stars last night on ABC TV. And Penn Jillette says being cut from ABC's Dancing with the Stars doesn't mean his dancing days are over. On last night's episode, the magician was the first man voted out of the competition, but he claimed he and partner Kim Johnson, they're just not going away.
I want to make very clear, we are not giving up. We're going to rehearse all week, and we're going to be back in the parking lot for those who can't get in to see us. There's no way my dance career ends now.
With Gillette's insistence that he'd keep on dancing anyway, host Tom Bergeron called him the show's first ever protest contestant. But Gillette said he wasn't angry. He just wanted to continue celebrating the joy of dance. And then Monica Seles on the ladies' side, she was cut from the competition last night as well. And with more on Dancing with the Stars and more about the joy of dance, on the phone again this morning, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker is with us again. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, Penn is out, and I think that was rightfully justified.
I think so, too.
Couple of big feet there on that guy.
Most definitely. And Monica, I feel bad about her, but as well. That needed to happen.
Yeah. And let's do a quick rundown here. Who would you like to start with?
Well, let's see. Christiane and Cheryl.
Okay.
It's interesting. This season I'm noticing that Cheryl is so out-dancing him and trying so hard as the pro to bring him along. I haven't seen that in her before, but I'm almost not seeing him because I'm so bothered by the overabundance of energy that's there. It's going to be interesting to see what he does.
Maybe she's trying too hard to win again.
Something like that.
All right.
Shannon and Derek?
They did well.
I think so, too. Long arms, long legs, beautiful dance for her. The quick step allowed her to really showcase those features. It was upbeat. It was fun. Good posture. Her left arm was clinging and hanging on to him a bit too much. But, it's going to be interesting to see what she does.
See how she develops along the way. But I thought she did well. Much better last night than she did, this week than she did last week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Priscilla and Louis.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was more than I thought she was going to do, actually, in that particular dance. I didn't know how she was going to do in the Mambo. Her turns, though, they're going to sink her. She doesn't get her turns under control.
Mm.
Her core strength, she needs more core work. She doesn't have the ability to stop on a dime well. When he throws her out and she should freeze frame into a move, there's that little bit of excess motion and she can't stop herself well.
Right.
So we'll have to see if she can control that and get herself under control.
Okay, next up?
Christy.
Yes, Christy.
Fabulous.
She's the favorite.
What
can you say? Yeah, I mean, wow.
It's very interesting, though, how the judges, I think it was Carrie Ann, actually said that she was just shocked at how Christy could, hit all of those lines and have the precision and all of that. I'm thinking, that's what she's been doing.
Yeah, for how many years now?
Absolutely.
On ice, yeah.
She has the amazing thing that what I was just saying that Priscilla needs to work on. Christy has that to a perfection. She can stop herself on a dime. She can hit those lines because her core and her center is so tight and under control. She can stop and move and go. She has great speed with that. Good on isolations, very precise. They did have one hand miss at the beginning that made me nervous, but they overcame that and nobody even mentioned
really
it,
didn't so. Get yeah caught on that one.
Right.
Let's see, Marissa.
Out of sync.
Yeah.
Out of sync. It bothered me terribly. It was very out of sync. I wasn't thrilled with the floor slide, and it had good energy, but I don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
I really don't. They've got to pull it together. I'm not impressed with it yet. Jason and Edita.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's amazing.
Yes, he is.
They were off time a little bit. I wonder who's, it's interesting. I think he's the first partner Edita's had that actually has you fighting for the eye, because normally you see Edita and you don't notice who she's dancing with.
That's true.
But you're actually drawn to look at him. He's really wonderful to look at. He's got great posture.
Yeah, great frame.
Good movement, good frame. Wonderful arm styling. I bring it up again. Great arms and hand use. But, they're really striking together. I think it makes a good couple.
I think he's going to go a ways in this competition this year.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think he is.
And what about Mario?
Mario, too.
I think so. He was out of sync a bit in the quick step. It bothered me. His technique was good. they had a good start, but I don't know. I think he needs to work on his hold in that, and we'll see. I wasn't too impressed. I know it got good scores, but there were things that bothered me about that, made me kind of question.
My sentimental favorite is Steve Guttenberg. He's trying. He's trying, you know, but he's having fun, and that's all that. I just love his energy.
He is. I think what's wonderful about Steve is he is genuine.
Yeah.
He comes out and he's genuinely enjoying, like you say, and he's genuinely trying, and he's real, and I think people can relate to him.
Yep.
And next week's going to be interesting because it'll be Tango and the Jive.
Hmm.
So lots of energy and lots of passion and emotion, so we'll see what happens.
Might be a little bit more his style there, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla.
Well.
Yeah. He's probably next to go.
Yeah, he's not a comfortable dancer at all. I don't know what dance they did. I don't know that it was really a mambo. It was cute. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he needs to watch himself. He's on the chopping block.
He's on the cusp of being cut there. And did we cover Christian?
Yes.
We did. Okay.
We did.
All right. So that's everybody then.
I think so.
All right. So
I think so.
That's our recap for Dancing with the Stars this week. Thank you much for being with us again. Of course, next Wednesday, we will talk to you. And if you want to find out more about Jeannie, make sure you check out her website at www.jeannietucker.com for more details there. Thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Let's check on the markets and check in with the Greenberg Financial Group again this morning. We've got Natalie Fernandez on the line. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Jim. The market.